synthesize itself. No exclusions that I know. Yes, folks say it happened that way. A chem lab's too just sprang to life one day. I came to you asking for proof. You think that stands.
Apologetics with an X is on the air and in your ears for another week. Parodies with a heavenly message. I'm Jerry Q, your DJ, co-host, and now here's Jay Jackson, lead singer-lyricist for Apologetics.
Well, he's being modest, folks. I'm the co-host. This guy's the host. I'm just along for the ride, but it's a wonderful ride to be here with Jerry, with you guys. We start out today with song called No Exclusions, and it's a parody of No Excuses, which was a big modern rock hit for, or mainstream rock hit for Alice in Chains back in the 90s. And it deals with the fact that, you know, just about life, just that not just life itself. It deals with atheism and the way things, well, I hope you were listening to this song and then you know what it was about. Because as you can see, I express myself much better in song than I do in ordinary words. So you can see why God gave me the gift of being able to sing. Anyway, the next three songs deal with similar aspects of life and the fact that God's the one who created it. And we start out with Don't Tell Me We're Lucky. It's a parody of Don't Tell Me You Love Me by Night Ranger. And then we have Laughed At. It's a parody of Black Cat by Janet Jackson, by my daughter Janet Jackson. J-A-N-N-A. Then we have a song called Almighty God Won't Die. It's a brand new parody of The Night Chicago Died, a number one hit for Paper Lace in 1974.
Thank you. ain't no alien movie. I know. There ain't no place in space that any man can live safely. Oh no. We've had 74 years and we're still all alone. I got a different reaction. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me life runs on its own. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me life runs on its own. I love the way they use the Drake equation to woo me. Truth. They love some phasers to shoot to kill me. Oh yeah. They say the Bible's a lie, but it was right all along. I keep it clinging on. So don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me life runs on its own. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me we're lucky. Don't tell me life runs.
speaking on religion.
Open wide when this man accepted Christ, and I glimpsed God's promised grace, and I trusted him in faith. Almighty God won't die.
Well, Jay Apologetics has always got something happening. How could our listeners get on your contact list so they can get emails about all your latest releases and special music deals?
Apologetics with an X.com. That's what they do, Jerry. They just go to our website. Just remember to spell it like this show. Apologetics with an X.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter there. You can also go on Facebook and follow us if you like. Just go to Facebook and just remember it's Apologetics with an X. Not a CS, That's what the science of apologetics is spelled with a CS, like CS Lewis. But we spell with an X to make it a little more rock and rolly. Our next set is all songs about David. We have and about the calling of David. David is mentioned more times in the Bible than anybody who is not the Lord. And David, as far as normal human beings, not that he seems that normal because he had such a heart for God and he did such mighty deeds, but he was just a normal human being. Anyway, David is mentioned more times than anybody else, even more than Moses, believe it or not. And these three songs are about the origin stories of David. First, we have Jesse's Boy. It's a parody of number one hit by Rick Springfield from the early 80s called Jesse's Girl. Then we have Doo-Wah Diddy Diddy, a number one hit by Manfred Mann from 1964, redone as Do What David Did. And then finally, we have a brand new one, parody of Lonely Boy by Andrew Gold from 1977. And ours is called Lowly Boy.
Jesse is afraid, yet I know God's got a good plan in mind. Cause lately Saul's been changed, he ain't hardly defined. Jesse's got him several sons and there's one who's next in line. And I watch over the Israelites, and your love the Lord is God, yeah, I just know it. And he's holier in his heart and prays late at night. You know what did that child of Jesse's go? I wish to find and bless him so. Where can I find a ruler like that? Displayed him all like a parade. Doesn't seem to be a king in the place. You know, I feel so certain he's not part of this group. They run and tell the younger brother, but the boy is just a youth. And he'll watch over the Israelites, and he'll love the Lord his God, yeah, I just know it. And he's holier in his heart and prays late at night. Singing,
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Saul was the king first, but he stumbled in defeat. Singing,
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
He looked good,
look good.
He looked fine,
look fine.
He looked good,
he looked fine. Yet he really lost his mind.
Before I knew him, Dave was watching Jesse's sheep. Singing,
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Told him God's plan, Jesse, that child's meant to be king. And
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
He knocked on
Goliath's door.
He knocked on
Goliath's
Israel win the war. Because that was a mistake. Sit in.
Do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Now I've heard he's fine.
He's fine.
I've heard
he's fine. Let me tell you one more time.
First and second Samuel's pages, and
do what David did and Saul didn't do.
I'm in half of it, that's how it got his name. Dig it.
Do what David did and Saul didn't do.
Well, I've heard he's fine.
He's fine.
I've heard
he's fine. Let me tell you one more time.
I would be nobody cool. Oh.
Well, what don't you already know about apologetics, my friends? Well, Jay, our listeners need to know you've got hundreds of pages to explain everything they want to know about your songs, and enlighten our friends how they might do that.
Sure. If they want to go look up, get our digital songbook, you can order that. Go to apologeticswithanx.com, and you go to the store page, click on songbook, and you can get it. You get a songbook. I think it's about got almost 1,200 pages, and it's digital, interactive. It's not a printed book, although you can print one out if you've got enough printer paper. But it is interactive with links. My wife Lisa does all that stuff, and it literally has thousands and thousands of links. But you can cross-reference our parodies by original year of the song we spoofed, original artist we spoofed, original title, theme, like the biblical theme, the biblical verses. It's got all kinds of information about the history of the band, etc. Plus, all the lyrics to our songs. Just go there. You go there, but you come here. All these songs are, the word come in the title. We have Come for Some. That's about coming to get wisdom in Proverbs. It's a parody of Cumbersome by 7 Mary 3 from the 90s. Then we have Come on, I'll Lead, a parody of Come on, Eileen. It's from the perspective of Joshua. It's a parody of Come on, Eileen from the 80s by Dexy's Midnight Runners. And then we have one from the 70s, a brand new one, a parody of Come and Get Your Love called Come and Get Cured Of by Redbone.
She calls me and tries some wisdom as they pass. Guess they don't want none cause they're passing her by. But those who'd like to receive it from her should just go ask. All the stone will be shown and fill the ones who call. I have wisdom, come for some foolish word. The Bible first. Don't reject God's wisdom. Will you face the facts? But your stone cold faith just seems to make you frown. You pretend you're busy, turn it up or down. I have wisdom. Come for some foolish word. Delights in learning what's right should come and get wise here tonight. Come for some. You rich and you poor, no money compares with the love of the Lord. Get a taste of some wisdom.
Well, just a reminder, if you like today's show, we've got this one and a whole year's worth of weekly shows archived for you on our flagship station website. Go on over to angel95fm.com. That's angel95fm.com. We hope you can spell Angel, A-N-G-E-L. And click on the apologetics icon and listen to your heart's content.
That's right. Thank you so much for doing that. And thanks for joining us on the show today. We're going to close you out today with four songs. The last one's going to be a brand new one. But first, we have another song about urging people to come. This time, Come to Corinthians. It's a parody of Karma Chameleon by Culture Club. But it's also a song about love. And all these last four songs are about the biblical love, which is a lot different than the kind of love, namby-pamby love you see today, where anything counts for calling it love. You like somebody or you're attracted to somebody, it's called love. But there's a higher kind of love that God calls us to. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 tells us about that. As we said, that first song, Come to Corinthians. Then we have Brash Impulsive. That's two things that love is not. Also based on 1 Corinthians 13. That's a parody of Brass in Pocket, I'm Special by the Pretenders. Then we have Expected the Love. Because Jesus says they will know that we are his disciples by the way we love one another. So it's expected. Expected to Love. It's a parody of Addicted to Love, a number one hit from 1986 by Robert Palmer. And we're going to close today with a much anticipated brand new parody we just put out a week and a half ago, or almost 2 weeks ago. It's called Greater Love, because Jesus said about greater love in John chapter 15, greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Greater Love is a parody of Radar Love, the first of two top 40 hits by Golden Earring from 1974.
but stays a hopeful. Keeps trying, keeps no grievance, loads evil. Chapter 13, got a newsflash. Go read, love something that we can out you. But I thank you, thank you, thank you, no else. I'm gonna use my heart, I'm gonna use my head, I'm gonna use my smile, I'm gonna lose my sadness, I'm gonna lose. Shows love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta learn from the Lord's example given to me. Cause Christ showed the way, you see. Nobody else here showed love like he. I'm fragile, so fragile. I gotta start showing more.
Expected. you're expected to love.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.
You're expected to-